The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
We welcome you to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. The role drones play in our lives today is becoming greater and greater, as are the capabilities of these autonomous flying robots. Gina Dulo visited Caltech, the California Institute of Technology, where the potential for drones is being explored for surprising new uses.
In the 1950s, Caltech engineers and scientists started developing smart robots that would work in space without direct instructions from ground control. And in the past few decades, these machines certainly learned a lot. Yashwant Kumar works on these robots. After getting a task from Earth, he says the machines will figure out how to fulfill it on their own. And if one of the robots breaks, its colleagues will fix it or find a way to replace it.
Centralized control, where there's one computer which is controlling all of them and telling them what to do. What we do is decentralized, where each one is independent. Each one has its own computer. Each one can make its own decisions.
Teaching robots to think like humans is the goal of Caltech engineering professor Morteza Gharib and his students.
We have cameras and we have a system that are observing how students and professors, the engineers, they talk about, oh, this thing is something wrong with it. How could I fix it? So they see the process of problem solving. So we teach the drones how to learn. We don't give them the information to memorize. Watch us, learn from us. So that way, next time we need you, you help us, because you can do it faster.
To test their drones, Caltech scientists use a special fan wall. It creates various wind types to imitate different weather conditions. This way, a self-thinking drone would be able to monitor the situation during any type of disaster and respond to it, making fast decisions. For example, to start evacuation immediately. These guardian drones, as they're called, just exist as a concept for now. However, Caltech scientists have already built a prototype for a self-flying ambulance that will be the size of a small car. When deployed, it would be able to airlift injured or trapped victims from hard-to-reach disaster zones and monitor a patient's vital signs during the flight. The approximate cost for this real-life science fiction drone is expected to be about $5 to $8 million. Jenny Adulo for VOA News, Pasadena, California.
This has been Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. You can stay in touch all the time on our website at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.